Okay, Maaseros, third parak, Mishnah Zayin. We continue with our list. Hatsrifin, Haburganin, Vahi. Actually, let me just clarify what list we're talking about. We're talking about things which have the definition of a chatzar. So, tsrifin, those are certain types of edifices that are built that are made out of branches and reeds but have no roof. Okay, so the walls sort of connect at the top, but there is no roof. That's a tsrifin. Haburganin, burganin are sheds where you normally store things. Ha'ilkotios, ilkotios are these huts that were used basically for the summer. So they're going to be potter from tithes. Sukas ginosor, a ginosor is a special place that was in the Galilee by the Yam Kineret, and it's discussed in Brachos, famous sugya there by Yikar Atofel. It was famous for the numerous gardens they had there. And the people of, you know, in the harvest time, people of Ginasar would build these big shacks for the people in the fields to live in for that time of the harvest. So afi sheyesh borachayim, even if it contains a mill and chickens, it's still p'torah. It's going to be exempt from tithes. It's considered too temporary. Even if it has serious stuff, it's considered too temporary. Sukkas hayotrim, that was the place where the potterers made a special hut. Hapnimius chayav, the inner chamber is going to be chayav and tithes. Bachitzonia, but the outer one's going to be p'torah. Rabbi Yosef says kol shein adiras hachama, any house which cannot be considered an appropriate place for the summer, meaning to shelter you from the sun. The deer is gesham p'torah, and also a place, a winter home either, it can't protect you from the rain, it's going to be potter from tithes. Sukkas achag, a sukkah during sukkas, Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be chayav in meisers. Chacham say potrin. Any chacham say is going to exempt anything you bring into there. Okay, whether or not that ties into the whole famous discussion, sukkas diras arai, diras keva, and even the ones who say diras arai, does it have enough permanence as far as this is concerned? Okay, te'ena mishnah eight. Te'ena shiomedes bechatzar, a fig tree which is standing there in a in the middle of a courtyard. Okay, it's a fig tree growing in a courtyard. Ochel achas upotter, and you could eat from the figs one by one. You're potter v'im tzerev chayev, but if you combine them, you are chayev. Meaning, it seems as though if it's growing within it, it's as though it's almost on the outside. Rabbi Shimon says, "Achas b'yamino v'achas b'smolo v'achas b'yamino." Take one your right hand, one your left, and one your mouth, and that's fine. And you don't have to separate ties. Ola l'rosha, if you climb to the top of the tree, m'male cheku, you can fill your lap with the figs, v'ochal and eat them. Rabbi Shimon is arguing that you can technically pick up three figs in one time without combining them, without calling them any type of collection. You could do that by getting it in three types of ways to hold. You know, with your mouth, one hand, the other hand. It's interesting, Rabbi Shimon is only mentioned here. His position wasn't mentioned before. So it's, in all likelihood, the Pashup shot is that Rabbi Shimon does disagree and suggests this trifecta approach in the other Mishnayos as well.